welcome back. Halfway through the stages in this afternoon's third day of the Jule Donegal International Rally. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett leading by 1 minute 10.3 seconds ahead of Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson. So it's looking good for Kelly and Barrett, the defending champions, and they are set to go on and record what would be a magnificent three in a row. Indeed, they'd become the first all Donegal crew to achieve that. Back in 1984, Billy Coleman and Ronan Morgan won the rally. They repeated that feat in 85 and also in 1986. So it's a potentially huge day for Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. They have that big cushion, and it's, bar a major mishap, it's looking good for the Glen Swilly and Milford men. Well, Sam Moffat and Josh Moffat, they are one of the main focuses of attention now, because the battle is on for second place overall. Sam Moffat is 3.2 seconds ahead of Josh Moffat, both of them in the Ford Fiesta R5s. Going over special stage 17, which was the last stage that was in Glen. Well, not much between them. Sam Moffat, actually 6:41.8. He was the fastest over that stage, faster than both Manus Kelly and Josh Moffat. So we have a battle on for second between Sam Moffat and Josh Moffat. Robert Duggan and Ger Conway in another Ford Fiesta R5, well, they are in fourth place overall, 39.5 seconds a further drift. And Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in the Ford Fiesta R5, Devine's first run on Irish soil in the R5. Well, he's had a good rally, fifth overall, 1 minute 11.7 seconds behind Duggan and Conway. And what about Eugene Donnelly enjoying himself out there with Mark Kane in the Hyundai i20, sixth overall? And they are 2 minutes, 21.6 seconds further down. Just going down the rest of the top 10, Jonathan Greer and Kirsty Riddick in seventh, Burry Duffy and Kevin Lynn in eighth, Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath in ninth, and Cahan McCourt and Barry McNulty in tenth. Onto the national category, with three stages to go, Ian Barrett, the sponsor from Jule, along with Paul McGee in the Darien T90, they continue to lead, and 27.9 seconds is the margin ahead of the other Darien T90, driven by Kevin Gallagher with Noel O'Sullivan as co-driver. Gallagher was trying to do his best to get that deficit down, but Ian Barrett in a strong position with three more stages to go. Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore in the first of the Escort Mark IIs in the National, well, they're third overall, a further 1 minute 34.6 seconds behind, and a minute and 1 second behind them, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Dardy in another Escort Mark II. 20 seconds further back in fifth overall, Frank Kelly and Sean Ferris. Kelly had a great run over Garton yesterday evening. And Kyle McGettigan and Dale McGettigan, sixth overall, third in Class 14 at the moment, and they are 54.6 seconds behind Kelly. Behind them, 19 seconds further back, John Boner and Leon Jordan in the Escort Mark II. And Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly. Eaves, the Pedigo driver, went in with the high hopes of maybe winning the Nationals, had a few problems going around in the Corolla. He is currently eighth overall, and quite a big gap ahead behind Boner and Jordan, over 30 seconds there. Then in ninth overall, we have Johnny Jordan and Gary McNern in the rear-wheel drive Starlet, going well, and Barry Mead and Colin Fitzgerald making up the top 10 at the moment in the National, and they are a further 7 seconds back. Just looking at some of the other names in the National, Wesley Patterson and Johnny Baird in 11th position. And we have Martin McGee and Johnny McGee in 12th. Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty, 13th overall. Patrick McHugh and Porrick O'Donnell, 14th overall. And Timmy O'Connell and Thomas Wedlock are in 15th overall. They are all in Mark II Escorts. Columba Hina, who is with Derek Hina, well, veterans of the rally in the Corolla, 16th overall for them. And looking down the list, well, plenty of classes still to be decided. So much to look forward to. Three stages to go this morning. The conditions very slippy, particularly over the first two stages. The roads have dried up quickly, but there's a lot of moisture still in the air. It's spitting rain in places. And just to repeat, the remaining stages this afternoon in the concluding stages of the Dual Donegal International Rally. Three stages to go, 18, 19 and 20. Fannet Head is stage 18. Then we go to the Atlantic Drive, the penultimate stage, and then the final stage over High Glen. Much to look forward to, big crowds out on the road, and Oisin Kelly will have an update as they come off a Fannet Head on the second time round. But that's the story at the moment. It's looking good for Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, a lead of 1 minute, 10.3 seconds at the top of the leaderboard. A battle between the two Moffats for second and third in the international rally. And in the national category, well, it's the Darians that are dominating. Ian Barrett leading Kevin Gallagher by 27.9 seconds, with Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore back in third.